Today, golfer Annika Sorenstam will become the first woman to play in a PGA Tour event since Babe Zaharias in 1945. Sorenstam will be participating in the Colonial Invitational in Fort Worth, Texas. Nearly 600 media credentials have been issued for the event, four times the tournament's norm. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
I would imagine she's doing this for the money. The money's greater on the men's tour?
No. She's got plenty of money. She's doing this like any other great athlete who wants to challenge themselves against the best. She's like a baseball player who's dominated AAA and wants to see how she can do in the big league. She won 13 tournaments on the LPGA Tour last year. Tiger Woods, for example, in his best year, won 9. So she wants to see how she can do against these guys.
Well, she should do well in endorsements, given the amount of attention she's getting for her name.
There's no question this will help her Q rating, as they call it, and it will help her endorsements, really regardless of how she plays. And by the way, it's not a coincidence that Tiger Woods is supporting her on this. She happens to have the exact same agent as he does.
Well, not everyone is.
No. It's really mixed in the locker room. I was at a tour event a couple weeks ago, and there are some guys who take the attitude, hey, she has a right to find out. Let's see how she does. And then there are the Vijay Singhs of the world who inaccurately said this is a men's tour. There's nothing in the bylaws of the PGA Tour that say it's for men only. And also said she should go to qualifying school. Well, sponsor exemptions, Bob, are used all the time for people who haven't gone to qualifying school.
There's always got to be a heavy in every story, and this year it's Vijay.
Exactly, and he sort of walked into that role, and I would have more respect for Vijay if he had at least showed up to play. He won last week. He's a great player. And then said, I'm taking the week off. I promised my wife I'd take a week off. Come on. If you're going to go out on the limb, make the statements you made, at least show up and face the music.
What would be a successful week for her?
Well, I think if she shoots anything under 145, which would be 5 over par and would put her close to the 2-round cut, which usually comes at the Colonial at 141 to 143, depending on the weather, then she's done superbly. If she somehow makes the cut, it's a major triumph, and she'd have to try it again at some point, even though she says this is a one-shot deal. If she breaks 150, she's still done well. Anything over 150, and people will say, ah, see, she couldn't play on the men's tour.
And aren't there a couple of other women that are going to be playing this summer?
There's a woman named Susie Whaley, who is a club pro in Hartford, Connecticut, who threw a qualifying event for club pros, made it into the Hartford Open.
And there's this kid.
Oh, Michelle Wee. Yeah, she's going to enter the U.S. Juniors on the men's side. You're right. And she's an amateur, 13 years old. She's about 6'1", Bob, and hits the ball longer than most of the women on the LPGA Tour right now.
It's going to be a fun summer.
It'll certainly be an interesting summer, and I think it's great. How often in sports do we get to solve a barroom argument? Hey, how would a woman do playing against the men? We're going to find out.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played on a public golf course.